Good morning, conference. It's with great pride, but even now still a surprise to me, that I stand here not just addressing a political party, but as an elected member of the Northern Ireland Assembly. Those of you who know me well know it was not in my career plan. So how did I end up stepping forward? Back in 1998, I had just graduated from university in Aberdeen and had made the decision to move to London to work. I knew things were changing back home, and because of the Good Friday Agreement, there were high hopes for Northern Ireland. I remember calling home from the payphone, because that's what you did in those days, and talking to my dad, who explained to me why he, like many others, had voted for a better Northern Ireland. Although he came from a traditional unionist family down the Newtownards Road, he'd been brought up to respect other cultures, and his aspirations were for a prosperous Northern Ireland where everyone could reach their full potential, no matter what their background. Like many others, he had stepped forward and voted yes, in the hope that support would move away from the so-called extremes, the orange and green, and that politics in Northern Ireland would start to focus on the important things, like education, health and the economy. But as we know, those high hopes have not been quite fulfilled. Yes, we have power sharing, north-south structures, and an acceptance of the principle of consent, but we don't yet have a united community. I made the decision to move home to Belfast in February 2000. It was a big decision, but I know it was the right one. I'm passionate about Northern Ireland, its people and the place. I settled into a job quickly and soon hooked up with old friends through hockey and girl guiding activities. I got married and I had my first child. And as my 30th birthday was fast approaching, it was at that point that I began to think more about the Northern Ireland that I wanted to raise my family in. I knew that vision must be followed by venture, but I wasn't quite sure what that venture looked like. Up until this point, the most I had done was to get myself on the electoral register and step forward to vote for a better future by voting Alliance. Then Naomi Long popped round to drop off a new baby present, but she clearly had an ulterior motive. By the end of the visit, I had stepped forward and joined Alliance and agreed to put my name forward to be a candidate for the local government elections in 2005. And most of you will know that after 6 years' service in Castlereagh Borough Council, I was then elected to represent East Belfast in the Assembly. The things that drove me to step forward back then are the same things that motivate me today. And when I talk to people on the doorsteps, I know that the aspirations that people had back in 98 are the same aspirations they have today. Indeed, the results of a recent NICFA study into voter attitudes have shown that people are more interested in the economy and building a prosperous Northern Ireland than tribal politics. The way I see it, us Northern Irish folk are very lucky. We have the enviable position of being part of the fifth largest economy in the world, but we also have structures in place to enable us to work positively with our neighbours. Since stepping forward, I have worked hard to use my business experience to help to build our economy further, so that we can play a full part of the United Kingdom economy and that we can also maximise the benefits of our unique relationship with the rest of the island. Conference, I'm sure we all have sort of inspirational quotes that motivate us on a day-to-day basis. I have a very simple motto on the wall in my office. It says, "If it is to be, it is up to me." And it reminds me of why I step forward, and it is a privilege to represent Alliance and to work for a better Northern Ireland. Conference, there are many opportunities for others to step forward too, whether that be joining the party, volunteering for the party, standing for election, or simply talking to people about Alliance and about our aspirations for Northern Ireland. Those sitting to my right have stepped forward and will be standing for election in the local government elections in May. I'm sure you will know that reform of local government will see the reduction of 26 councils to 11, with the aim that the new councils will be stronger, more efficient and will deliver more effective services. They are to be citizen-focused, responding to the needs, aspirations and concerns of their communities. Well, if this is going to happen, I'm sure you'll agree, we also need to drastically reform the membership of the councils. We need to elect far more Alliance councillors.